Good evening. Anybody there? Thank you very much. Okay, just a brief thought before we turn to Maariv. We've been covering Bracha Levatala, the halachot of Brachot, and we've said so far two stages out of a possible three. We'll come to the third very briefly in a moment. The first was, if you say Bracha Levatala, you just say a whole bracha, it was unnecessary, it was unmandated, a misuse of God's name. The example we had, you pick up a wax fruit, you didn't know, you say the bracha, and then you realize you can't eat it. What do you do? We said there was the remedy. What's the remedy? Baruch Shem K'rumachato L'olambe. That's the remedy. We then had a situation where you start Baruch Atah Hashem, you suddenly realize the waxy feel, you can't do it. What do you do, Jerry? Lamdeni Chukecha. You turn to Tehillim. Which perek? Oh, wow, look at that. Which pasuk? Oh, unbelievable. Okay, Kuf Yud Tet Pasuk Yud Bet. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha, and that was, you don't need the remedy. You don't need Baruch Shem K'rumachato L'olambeh, because you've repurposed your misuse into a productive pasuk. The third case we have, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei, and then you realize. What do you do then? Then, you don't finish nu, you say, Elokei, Yisrael Avinu Me'olam V'Ad Olam, which is a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim. And then you have to say Baruch Shem G'machato L'olam V'ed. You have to do the remedy, and you have to repurpose the failed bracha into a half pasuk. Because the whole pasuk is Rech David, and it goes through. And this is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Avinu Me'olam V'Ad Olam. So you repurpose the verse. And this is my question. Why do you need both? The repurpose and the remedy. If you're doing the remedy anyway, you sing Baruch Shem K'machot Olam, we just say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei, forget it. Baruch Shem K'vod Machot, why do I have to repurpose? It seems to be an inevitable failure, and you need to say Baruch Shem K'vod Machot Olam anyway. Why are you wasting the breath with an attempt that inevitably fails? And it strikes me there are two options. One option is, it's really a suffix, because when you repurpose it into this pasuk, it's a partial pasuk. So maybe it's real learning and you don't need to say Baruch Shem Kavod. Or maybe you do. So you do the half pasuk. Maybe you avoided the issue of Bracha Levatal. And then you say Baruch Shem Kavod as a remedy for the potential that it was a fallout. The alternative, which aligns with our suggestion the last couple of days, which is this remedy is not just a liturgical antidote. It's not just a formulaic apology. I shouldn't have done that. Forgive me. When you're saying Baruch Shem Kavod, it is an attempt to reinvest that name, those words with meaning. And if you haven't done all you can to do that, the remedy is meaningless. So if you have the chance, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei, and you have the chance to repurpose it into meaning, then the remedy, that's part of the remedy. You try to repurpose it, it doesn't work all the way. You say Baruch Shem Kavod, and then you try to do as much as you can to reinvest your words with meaning. Of course, if you forgot, you say Baruch Shem Kavod anyway. But it's not that you're hedging your bets, you're on two sides of the fence. Maybe I did it, maybe I didn't. Part of the remedy is doing the most that you can to invest those words with meaning. And because it's not a whole pasuk, you say Baruch Shem Kavod afterwards as well. Say again.